Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
shop, spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what's happening, man? West Coast Wednesday. Glad for everybody tuning in. I just want to throw this out there real fast. Rest in peace to my brother EJ's moms, Mary Upshaw. You know what I'm saying? That was a cool lady. That lady, you know, no matter when we got together, we was trouble, but she knew that. So, you know, she tried to keep us out of trouble as much as she could, you know. So my condolences to all that side of the family and all of that stuff. And she will be missed. True West Radio, let's get it started. DJ Have Love.
Sweet What's sweet. Good, brother, brother?
Jojo, what's going down, y'all?
What's up, Kimmy?
Huh? The hell happened? Like everybody's
was with it.
Huh?
Yes, he said was with it.
God, man, just chilling, man.
So tell me, how you been, Scratch?
Huh?
How you week been, man?
It's always it's up, it's down, it's all around, it's here, it's there, and it's everywhere.
Who played on Monday night?
What, on a football game?
Yeah, who played Monday?
Fuck, I can't remember. I can't remember yesterday, Horn. You gonna ask me about some Monday?
You were in Connecticut. I asked you. I almost forgot the day was Wednesday.
I have been scrambled, so you know I'm trying to get back. Then you know, being a little under the weather, man. I think it's just because the weather keep on changing. It's like, you know, it get hot as hell, then it get cold as hell, then it rain like hell. Cause Monday it was raining like a son of a bitch.
Ooh, out here too, man. And he was a few tornadoes touched down, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he
no.
Tumbled over a few trees, you know. Destroying. Yeah.
Oh, no. I ain't going to be able to do it.
Hey, thanks to the Most High, man. We blessed where we stayed. You know, we get a lot of rain. Maybe a little snow if it come down, you know. But that wind always blowing. And it's always hot, one way or the other. And when it's cold, it's cold, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of chilly today, but I know Monday it was going down. It gave it to California on Monday. Shit, I had to put some bricks to walk to the studio because the whole front of my studio was flooded.
Damn.
Yeah, we don't get it like that often, but, you know, just that particular day, it was like, oh, it's about to go down. And I was like, oh, fuck y'all, it ain't going to do nothing. Then that shit just came down. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
JoJo, you must be rolling sweets or something. You supposed to already have your shit ready when the show starts. What you doing, man? You over there with two midgets and a drawback?
Sound like you over there talking to something. Somebody talking to something.
Yeah. He always got some child psychology or something going on. You know.
Oh my God.
He gonna take care of the baby's first. That's understood. Good, good man. Uh-huh.
Ula Ali ain't said nothing. Sweet Pea ain't really said nothing. What's up, y'all?
Man, I'm being pulled so many damn directions. I'm just gonna have to let it go.
Whatever.
These people, they said they having some type of meeting tonight or something. But the meeting, it started at 8 o'clock my time. It's 9 o'clock everybody else time. But it's 8 o'clock here.
Oh, so that's where you at? You getting your meeting on?
No, I'm just listening to y'all. I don't even know how to get into the damn meeting. That's why I said I'm about to get that shit
off. Oh, you talking about one of them online meetings?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That's wild. If you don't know how to get in there, you know what I mean? But see, they make it so difficult to where, you know, you gotta get chairs. You gotta put this chair, especially on the little Zoom meetings and all that stuff. You know,
I don't
luckily
like
I'm.
Yeah. I don't want people looking at me too. I'm needed. I just got here at 6 o'clock, and it's just now 8 o'clock. Like, shit, I ain't cooked dinner yet. I ain't trying to be sitting in front of no goddamn computer with people staring at me and shit.
Just turn your camera off. If it's a Zoom meeting, you can cut your camera off. You ain't got to look at me. Shit, you can hear me. Good enough. Hell, that's what I do. Shit. I'm in the meeting. I ain't got to see me shit. I'm here. What y'all got to ask?
So many questions. I just chicken crossed the road.
It wasn't to get to the other side. It was probably because it was some over there that chicken wanted.
Chasing his chicks.
Yeah. Well, trying to get a chick.
Right on.
Yeah. Chickens just don't cross the road for nothing. I need to cross the street.
Cross the street, jumping in jeeps.
Yeah, you talking about somebody late. I'm about to roll me in blood now that we talking about shit.
Ooh, you don't mention the blood, man. I've been in rehab for 14 days.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Tonight I took my first drink. Thanks to my best friend.
You You're taking your first what?
I'm actually taking my first drink tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been sober for the last couple of weeks, and it's been hard. That's why I ain't really been attending to the show, because when I'm sober, I forget that I'm a radio host. I be forgetting.
That nigga said I be forgetting.
I be the president.
Oh, shit, that's what we talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna be surprised because I don't have shit to do. Well, when I hear that background music and y'all talking, I'm all right. Y'all save me from going to the bird song.
Well, one thing about it, I'm glad I'm kind of up on. You know, it's crazy. I know more about computers than I know phones. Because everybody uses a phone for everything. And I use a computer for everything. So when people be like, well, how do you do this on the phone? I be like, shit, I don't know. You asking the wrong nigga. For real. I don't use phones like that.
What you smoking on?
Huh?
What you smoking on?
I'm smoking on some... Dark. It's a dark night. That's what they say on the side of the canyon. Some dark night. Batman, nigga. I'm on some Batman right now. Ain't that who the Dark Knight is? That's what they call Batman, the Dark Knight. Yeah. So
I don't want to make nobody mad or nothing, but I'm really starting to wonder why they want to... Nah, I ain't even going to say that. I'm not even going to start that conversation tonight.
Yeah, why not? It's a conversation.
You know, I just don't understand why they want to make everybody... game. Like, why you can't just be like all the superheroes and all that stuff? Why can't they just be a superhero? Why do everybody love life have to be a part of what's going on? They're supposed to be fatigued, all the stuff.
Well, it's kind of like everything else. They kind of want people to stare in a direction that they stirring in. They want everybody to feel like they're a part of something that's different because they may be different. That's what I believe. Then, you know, motherfuckers is trying to tell motherfuckers what to do anyway. You know, better get the COVID shot. I'm going to fire your ass.
Look,
you better
do
this or this is going to happen.
If we got to take the COVID shot from Radio Facebook, I'm going to retire.
For 4-year-olds and 7-year-olds. Ain't no 4-year-olds supposed to be having sex. So why they need to know who, you know?
Well, a lot of times, see, that's what we all think mostly is black folk.
Cool.
Black folk. Hold on. Let's see my
walk
girl Foxy in here. What up? Hello? Fuck.
Hello?
Is that me you're looking for?
Uh-oh, is that the songbird?
Well, see, and not to get off the subject, but see, they think that, you know, letting people know they are right the way they are, it is cool. You be all right where you are, but right now it's good for, they think it's good for everybody to go on and let it be known. Let yourself go. You know. It's just like I was watching this.
I feel like it would be different. If it was something for a young adult or even a preteen, but not like a little child. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 1,000%. Because, you know, by then, because, you know, I don't care. I'm going to put it to you like this. It's a whole lot of little boys that was from about 5, 6, 7 years old. I knew they was going to be young. It might seem harsh to say, but you could tell. You know, there's certain things that you do, no matter what. Chip, when I was a kid, I used to love hanging around a lot of little girls. But that didn't mean you was getting ready to put no lipstick on me or nothing like that. You wasn't going to put no dress on me. You wasn't going to see me walking around in my mama high heels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe that one thing I believe that they always say is, oh, I was born gay. I kind of believe that. But I know when we was a kid, if you don't get your ass out them motherfucking high heels, nigga, that's what it would be said to some little boys just walking around in mama high heels.
I do believe that people are born like that, but I don't believe if they make you know, never mind whether you're going to be a superhero or not, because I had an uncle, R.I.P., and a cousin who would beat your motherfucking ass. And my cousin said, on the weekends, I wouldn't even know that's my cousin. And he'll beat your ass. I mean, for real.
But, you know, the thing about it is they try to make it, like you said, I don't think that they should put it out there with the little kids. But, see, at the same time, you got to think about this. It's a whole lot of gay men adopting kids. It's a lot of gay women adopting kids. So,
hey, what about
they'd be
this?
Like, well, one little kid go, well, me and my mama and my daddy are about to go to the circus. And then they go, well, me and my moms, not my moms like it, my mom, because I call my mom's moms. Me and my dad's is getting ready to go to the circus too. And you know little kids don't give a shit about no, you know, they be like, what you mean you got two dads? Or what you mean you got two moms?
That shit ain't foreign no more. That is not foreign. That's not something that I ain't never heard of these days. That's why I'm just saying I don't see why it's necessary.
Sweet Pea, I don't know. You know, if we had the answers to some of the questions that we asked, we wouldn't be sitting on True West Radio trying to figure that shit out.
But what do y'all think about, what do y'all think about Dave Chappelle?
Oh, man, everybody got thin skin now. See, when you know, and I ain't got nothing against no gay folks, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to grab my ass or nothing, no man or nothing like that, you know what I mean? But back in the days, when you heard Richard Pryor and when you heard Eddie Murphy, oh, they let them have it. But everybody in the cut, they feeling uncomfortable, but they gay as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? They gay as hell, but they not saying nothing. They not going to let it be known. They going to keep that shit to themselves because a lot of people don't know. So they just laugh and clap and like, oh, he's so crazy. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people that was upset, they didn't actually watch the whole thing, though. Because
no, they got offended by the first thing he said.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if you watch the whole thing, he actually set it up as a memorial to his friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, that's the thing about it. See, now that they got all of these rights and all of that stuff, they can't laugh at it no more. So if anybody say anything about a gay, oh, they gonna get offended. I can't believe he just said that. But see, the thing about
because he announced on the thing as he was ending it that he actually set up a college fund for her daughter.
Right.
And all of that stuff. So that's why I was like, it seemed like it has gone a little bit beyond itself. Because if anybody really watched the whole thing, he's saying he set up a college fund for the kid and so forth and so forth. I was just wondering, how did he get as big as it is now?
Like
you couldn't have watched the whole thing.
It's just like you said. Because as soon as he said the first thing and a nigga got offended, if they was an audience, they got their fucking ass up and left. If they were sitting at home at TV watching the motherfucker, as soon as he said something to offend them, they cut it off. And go straight online, talking about, oh, yeah, he homophobic, he don't know anything, trans people, blah, 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 blah. You didn't watch it all the way through because you cut it off and you walked out of the damn joint before he could even finish.
And you know what? I know I'm changing the subject right now, but I don't know why I just thought about this, because y'all always talking about football and shit. And I ain't got nothing to look forward to with football, but I hope these Astros do something to make me happy.
Well, you know, the only beef I got with the Astros, if they cheated on us, when the motherfuckers were beating on trash cans and shit, stealing signs and all of that, they beat us. If they didn't do that, I don't want the Astros to win. Because I was hoping like hell the L.A. and the Astros would have went back so we could do this one more game. Take all the trash cans out of the stadium.
They should have did that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't meant to be, so I ain't a sore loser. The best motherfucking team won. I ain't gonna say it. Nobody cheated. Now, we find out somebody cheated, it's getting ready to be on. But I'm just saying. But yeah, shit. Oh, man.
I thought baseball was all about hand signs anyway, but I don't know. I don't see nothing about no sports, no rules and shit. I don't know.
Well, when the catcher is down and he getting ready to throw the ball to the catcher and you see the pitcher shake his head sometimes, he giving them signs of what pitch he getting ready to throw. So if motherfucker know, if he know what pitch, you up the bat and the pitcher about to throw the ball and then somebody signal to the batter, he getting ready to throw a curveball. Or somebody signal, he gonna throw a fastball. They start telling the batter what the pitcher is getting ready to throw. So it's easier for you to hit the ball. You know, so that's kind of where that go when it comes down to the sports thing. But in any case, man, we getting ready to jump into a couple of these joints, man. Let me see. I need to find out what the hell I'm gonna play. Been a long ass day. All right, man, we getting ready to get into some of this old shit, man. True West Radio, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597, and we'll be back in a minute. Yeah, yeah.
Monkey was a monkey, monkey was a monkey. Drank your face, my back strong. Man, the bank in trouble. human, I'm just an alien.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal sense. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like slavery's bad, slavery's that bad whitey, bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Now I done seen some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival. Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need to drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, damn.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Primary. Bird.
Feel good.
Authentic swing, baby.
Going to the club on dub. And I got a pocket full of fun.
Pocket full of cash.
I'm rolling
down central with a pocket full of dough. Sipping XO, one popping in pros on 144 spokes at no. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. Hit the club with thugs, stripping lows blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's best you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was going through the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when them change your lane. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap gang with fame like Danny's dang. Put them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state, we be popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking buzz. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four lights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat for life.
Now hold your head tight, 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 tight. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey, baby.
Get into the truck.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
Get into the club on love.
On love.
I got a pocket full of fun.
Pocket full of cash.
I got a shot with love. Ladies, can you show them homies love?
Love.
Roll it to the club on love.
Go ahead.
And I got a pocket full of
fun. Full of fun.
My truck is shot with love.
Back in here.
Ladies, can you show them homies love?
Love.
I
stepped out to the knot. Fresh, clean, 6-1 footer. Bling and chain.
Bling.
You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hang. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make
damn.
It wet, make it bang when she working the thing. All the mamas that sit, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my click about to do some things. That yeah, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the 8, then I'm using the chase. Now watch that, I smell in the back. Smell like the homies is blazing the day. Matter of fact, let me hit it, I'm passing it right back.
I feel it, feel it good right now.
Laced up in the platform, I'm wildin' out. If you feel the same way, just shout it out. Everybody in the club get rowdy back. Release your nasty side. Freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burns bright. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey, lady.
Get into the club.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Rolling on the
club on the
road. Rolling.
And I got a pocket full of fun.
A pocket full of fun.
I rock and rock with love.
Baby, this is straight underground, you know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Bloods, the SA, all the way from the Diego to the Bay, from Venice all the way up to Palm Springs, we do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
California! Go state, no doubt. If you trip a fight, you stick you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrap up in the twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, though it's a swoop, take food. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. Up north, through central, all the way down south. Fifth state, you can even say the land of the great. No small time shit, we moving big time way. From state to state, niggas wonder how we do it. Cali niggas stay true to it. Yeah,
Compton, Watts, Linwood, Inglewood, South Central LA, that's my neighborhood. Lancaster, Palmdale, bouncing down city. It's all good, a piece of the shitty in California.
Shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah, I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh, I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the truest, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pop before you get hit where you at. He said a man pump, tripping like what? Yeah, bleeding like his bitch, cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it?
I'm shocking like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true west, truly with it. Shocking, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook, got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh, really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu.
I'ma show you what the true friends really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true friends really do.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
West, sir, this is Ilgates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Wait a minute, bitch, True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch, DJ Headblood, yeah. My girl Sweet Pea, what's up, baby?
Yeah, my nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
Oh.
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that
play-doh.
Yeah, it's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the flow. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
The hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
My bad. Hell, I ain't gonna even say it was my bad. The motherfuckers in the kitchen got too much shit going on, and the damn internet went out. So I hope everybody back. Rev Ali, you there? Sweet Pea, JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
And Addy Six. Yeah. I'm in that motherfucker. Wait a minute. I don't know if Buddha. Let's see if Buddha's back. Buddha ain't said nothing in the first damn place, so.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here and I'm listening to the damn song, and then all of a sudden the phone went out because I'm on the house phone. The internet went out, but I'm glad I just didn't end the episode because at least it's still going. So I had to wait for the internet to boot back up. Motherfucker, I have a coffee thing going on, the microwave going on, and something else going on, and all that shit is on one breaker. And them motherfuckers put all that shit on at one time. It just tripped the breaker.
At my mama house, when you used to turn on, not the air conditioner, but the heat. If you turn on the heater and the dryer and somebody turn on the stove, you're like, no.
Yep.
The whole damn thing, you can hear everything turn off.
Yeah, because my wife got something in the oven. She got this little toaster oven and she be doing shit in. And I don't know what else is going on, but then my sister-in-law decides she want to make some tea. So she flicks the water on, and everything goes out in the kitchen. The kitchen is like, that's where my internet box is. I'm just looking. I'm going, what the fuck? So I called back on the show on my cell phone, and everything is still rolling. So I'm like, all right. So I threw JoJo's song on there. It didn't move. I'm going, what the fuck? And she was like, can you come and help me, please? The breaker went out.
Well, I got back, when they let me back on, I caught the end of the song.
God, play it again.
I heard the whole thing, but I hung up because I thought it was my internet tripping. Because my shit do that when I walk in the kitchen. It'll just take me off.
No, the internet pop. So that means everything in the kitchen to have that go off. And then I got to go and flip that damn switch. And see, I got a whole nother box for my studio, so all that shit would have went out. The studio, the kitchen, everything. Yeah, man, that shit crazy.
That sounds like that's all bad.
Yeah, I mean, it is, because if that oven, if that little toaster oven on, because my wife be making these little cakes, so she'll put them in a toaster oven. It's way faster than putting them in the regular
oven. Man, I haven't used a big oven in a long time.
We haven't either, really. The little toaster oven, if you throw your shit up in there, that shit's compact. That shit fucking get your shit right quick. So, you know, but if you look and see that motherfucker on, don't turn the coffee pot on. It ain't even a coffee pot. It's like one of them pots you plug in and get your water hot so you can make tea or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, no. They use a lot of energy.
Yeah, so that's why everything went out. And then so the whole internet went out and everything. I'm going, damn, but I'm looking and the numbers are still rolling as far as the countdown. But anyway. So, I told her, don't do
what's
that
up, Scratch?
What up, Rev? What the business is?
Oh, man, you know, ain't no heat in my kitchen, man, because I stay out of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry if your Wi-Fi's and everything be going out, your internet and everything. You know what I'm saying? But that's how they do us, you know. That's how they do it sometimes. Did you have some real fly stuff on? It didn't touch the studio, though, huh?
Nope.
Man, I remember one time I was over there in the Valley area, and the power went out. And you know Def Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Def Jeff came out. He was mad, man, because I was over the security guard by his apartment complex. He came out. He said, "Man, Ollie," I said, "What's up?" He said, "Man, I was doing something hot, man, and the power went out." I said, "Oh man, he was hot, boy." So I know how it can be if it touched that studio, boy.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that didn't happen. It didn't happen up here many a times with me. And my wife always say, you better save all your stuff and cut your computers off. I'll be like, all right, let me get this one little thing in. Man, I done lost so many songs and work and all of that stuff. So what I did was I got a separate box for the studio. Whereas if all of the power go off, it's going off. It ain't nothing I can do about that. But, you know, if something happened in that house and they power was out, my power's going to be on. If it's some house shit, you know what I mean? Because right now,
yeah.
If I wouldn't have had that extra box, that means that when they tripped, when the breaker went off, the whole studio would have went out.
Yeah. Yeah, go get you one of them generators, man. Get you out with a $400, $500 generator, man. They work good. They last about 50 hours after the power go out.
I'm not even saying that. I'm telling you that I bought one that's only $200, and it's a small one, and I use it. It's a electric generator. But I use it to charge phones, and if I had a coffee pot and that kind of thing. and I actually cut my life bill in half just doing that. So if you do what he's saying to do, I mean, you might be paying more fortune than she was paying, because I literally cut my bill in half, and all I do is charge my phone with the solar generator, and I got rechargeable payments, but I plug them in there too.
Well, I mean, all the stuff I got in my studio, I don't think that, well, a generator really won't do that. I mean, if I want to plug up a computer and, you know, or something like that, that'd probably be cool. You know, if I need to, I need something, but I just don't need nothing. You know, I mean, I don't want to not have nothing. That's my thing. I don't want to not have nothing, because, you know, the power go out up here a whole lot. Me and Scotty D was in here one day and the power went off. Remember that, Scotty?
Yep.
We was sitting there and the power said, pew! Disaster. Scotty D, welcome to the building, man.
What up, fam? What up, family? What up, the whole True West family? How's everybody doing? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored with my mind on increase in all the phases of my life.
As it should.
Taking it to the bank. Let's go.
Yeah. You know what?
I was like,
Scotty,
dude.
Hey, Scott. Scotty, remember when earlier we was talking about my baby mama? We was talking about
baby mama on the phone.
She called. Remember when she called?
She called
and I was like, damn, we talked her up.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. She on the phone right now?
Hell no, she ain't on this phone. She's calling to tell me my brother mama died.
Yeah, I know we talked to her. That's the last time we talked, but I thought it sounded like I heard her in the background. And she said, I just heard somebody say, Scotty D. I heard somebody, now I know it's Sweet Pea.
I know Sweet Pea,
but she didn't say it like that. She said, Scotty D, like it was your baby mama. And the first thing came out, your mama, remember my baby mama? I thought you should introduce Sweet Pea as your baby mama on your call. I'm like, woo, it's a hot show tonight.
You know, I don't know about this baby mama. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sweetie said she ain't getting pregnant. Sweetie ain't getting pregnant. All she giving birth to is a small generator for $200.
It's a flag.
Sweetie is married.
Jesus.
Why don't you get that dumb sound effect, Scratch? We need that on the NFL. Boom, 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 boom. And do this. And do both of them today. That's what we need.
Man, I'm going to get to the bottom of this shit. I got this damn box from Ork. And it seems like I always got to restart my computer before the box really activate. But the only good thing about it is, you know, I could, I don't know. Or be finding shit for like $5 or $10 and be like, here you go. I'll be like, all right, that's cool. You know, it's an inbox. So I can deal with that. But then, somewhere down the line, shit go faulty. So I'm going to fix this shit. I'm about to move this. Don't you know where my mixing board at? I'm going to slide my mixing board and put it closer to the computer that's close to the door. You know what I mean?
No, okay. Is that big? That's a big, whatever it is, a big piece. You got to move that much.
No, I'm just going to scoot the keyboard close to the turntables, and I'm going to take the mixing board and put it on the side by the drum machine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
So you know it's over there by the turntable.
So yeah, do your thing. As long as I got enough room to get on the microphone, as long as I got my calculator, lay down and take me a nap.
That's
all I need.
You know, you got Scotty D Corner. I'm going to put a big sign right there saying Scotty D Corner.
Wow. I appreciate it.
Y'all got to call Scotty if y'all want to sleep over there.
Yeah, I don't want nobody sitting on nobody, laying my face on somebody where they put their ass at. That's why I always sneak that way out too.
Nah.
You got a whole lot of pumping. You be getting that money, man. Nothing wrong with it. You know, you sanitize. I be seeing you spraying stuff.
I can relate to that, though. I don't want to sleep where nobody put their ass in either. For real.
Oh,
stuff
hell
like
no.
That, I think about stuff like that.
That's Scotty D corner.
Ooh, man, that spot. That's when you find you a sweet spot. I mean, you can be doing anything. It's like reading the Bible. It's gonna put you to sleep.
Oh,
you
that
ain't got your spirit up. You got your chlorella, your spirulina, and all that function. Your raw milk. If you ain't got all that stuff in your body, you would go to sleep right there. You gotta have a
you
lot of energy.
You go to sleep right there, regardless.
Yeah, I mean that's my TikTok spot.
Well, you see, I got well, last time you came, I got the corner clock crowded so nobody won't sit over there. I usually throw all my hats over there.
Now I know why. Then I got my little plug. Everything convenient right there in my little area.
Mm-hmm. I got all your plugs. I got everything sitting right over there. That's Scotty D corner. I'm gonna put a sign up there tomorrow. What?
I was gonna sit in the corner just on accident.
He been trying to give me a key for 2 years. 2 years, get a key. I'm not gonna go. He don't ask. He's sitting up in his sleep. I go around the corner. Go to the pilot. Take me a shower and keep it moving.
We never go. When you come out, when you get out here, we gonna go and get your key. So even if
I don't want no key, Fred, I don't need no key.
Why not? This nigga gonna call me like what? What was that about? Something in the morning come about. I'm sitting in front of the house.
4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, and you could have just came in the studio. If the hook wasn't on the door, I know you in there.
I was on the phone with Thelma White.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They on the East Coast time. It was like early word catch the worm time out there, 7 o'clock in the morning, so I had to catch the early bird. Like Rev Ali here, early bird. I know Sweet Pea early bird. Who else? It's a lot of us is early bird. Only one in the early bird is Scratch.
You're a damn lie. Nigga, I be up, nigga. When that damn TV go up at 3 in the morning, that shit is so fucking loud it wake me up. So I be up at 3. I might stay up until like 5 and go back to sleep. But most of the time, if I catch that, if I wake up and it'll be like 2:45, I'll be like, I ain't going to let that noise happen. So 2:45, so I go to the bathroom, I come back. As soon as that motherfucking little thing pop up, I just push cancel and I go right back to sleep. So I'll be up at 6. I got to. I ain't got no choice. I got my granddaughter, my wife running around this motherfucker.
Yeah, I appreciate you, because when I'm out there, that alarm go off, we both knock out, we both wake up and be up for the rest of the morning, all the way until 9, 10, you know, right back until like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, we right back to sleep.
Hell yeah, that's what we did last time. I think we got up at about 3:30 or something. Talking about food.
Y'all called me at 10:30.
I think we was talking about food. What morning we got up early as fuck and we was like, we got to go to get some food.
Oh, we went by what was that, IHOP or that big black bear? The black bear.
I don't know what it was, but I know it was like, we were sitting up there and we were like, well, I think we was up at like 2:30 or 3, because we had went to sleep. We woke up. I was like, nigga, I'm hungry. We were like, man, we got to find something to eat. So we started looking on the internet to see who was up. Nah, you know what? We wound up going to McDonald's. No, we went to McDonald's and that motherfucker was closed or something, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I thought we went to the Black Bear and got all that. Black Bear and got all that food.
I know Black Bears.
McDonald's, you know what
I'm saying? Oh, he's in McDonald's with the oatmeal.
We went somewhere to get something. I know we was hungry and we kept on waiting. Like,
well, y'all, I gotta let y'all know I gotta go to bed, man. I just had surgery on my shoulder. I gotta take me a couple of pills. I'm in a little lightweight pain. I've been writing all day. I ain't supposed to be doing nothing. And I feel it. And I don't want to be on the phone going, I don't want y'all to hear me doing all that. So.
We want to hear it. We want to hear it, man. Stay here with us. We want to hear you. Like, ooch and ouch and all that.
Man, give me a hug and pray for me, man. I'm going to back.
Stick yourself, Scotty. Stick yourself.
Is there a pretty pony? Is there?
Remember in truck, hey Scotty, remember in truck, Turner, homeboy said, "Val, call the insurance company."
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Ray, that's what I'm gonna do on my show. I told Scratch I want to start my little podcast and start doing a picture a day or a picture a week, and that's also including like all my archives of my movies. You know, I got just about every movie ever, every black exploitation ever made. I'm only missing probably about three, and those like old black and whites. You know what I'm saying? It's like about 20 of them I don't have, but majority of everything came through the 70s, the late 60s, all through the 70s. I got all that, man. I was selling all that stuff to Snoop, bro. I mean, for years, all the way up until last year. He keep getting stacked. He loved getting the movie, but now I told him how to do the up and all on the flash drive and get me a piece of change and I get.
Wait,
y'all got the mark on that.
I'm glad that you called. I'm glad because I see something on there. Now I ain't know if his mom had passed already or she passed.
Yeah, Miss Mama Beverly passed away. His mom passed away in his way. My great grandmama passed away first, and then Snoop's real Mama Beverly, she passed.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing on there, man. Rest in peace, Mama Snoop, because that's what I just seen that.
Oh, yeah, she was like a real mama. Your mama be talking to all your friends and all that. That's how she was just like that. She like a hood mama. Everybody come over there and eat lunch and all that. Whatever Snoop over there doing, even if he ain't there, knock on the door. Mama Beverly, Snoop here? No, he ain't here. You hungry, boy? Yes, ma'am. Well, she gonna
that shit just happened today.
I just seen
somebody do that.
It's crazy. There's so many people just leaving this earth, man. You need to start ending in prayer, man, every show. Because we never know. We're going to talk to nobody on this phone again.
Yeah, that's deep.
Army told me it was a bird flew in his garage. And I'm like, what that mean? A bird fly in your house. Is that something suspicious? I mean, like, are superstitious? Ali.
What do you say?
When a bird fly in my house, I just get an umbrella.
I don't know.
Umbrella.
You know.
It's everywhere in the building.
What's good with everybody?
Miss Edward, you down there in Louisiana, man. Is it suspicious if a bird fly in your house or your garage or something? Is that superstitious?
I ain't in no Louisiana, man.
I'm just playing, my bro. I'm just playing.
I don't know if you throw an egg over the back, if you throw an egg over a trailer, or you let a woman throw an egg over the trailer, he got you,
huh? You be stuck.
Throw an egg over the trailer. She got you. Egg over the trailer. I'm going to have to ask my country people out here in Arkansas that too.
Sweet Pea, you throw eggs over trailer, Sweet Pea?
What trailer?
She said what trailer?
That's what I was thinking, but I'm like, damn, you must live in a trailer park.
You hear trailer? Did you hear what you called it when Kevin Gates said she hit me with that woo? Yeah,
hit it with
song?
That woo.
Yeah, she got that. It was something. She hit me with that woo.
What was he talking about?
What was he talking about? That woo is what, that voodoo or something?
Yeah, he talking about she put that voodoo on him. That was woo, Kevin Gates said, Fatal. Hey, the attraction, she put that woo on him. He couldn't go nowhere, and she didn't shoot.
Hey, the motherfucker told me something about if a girl get a pair of your drawers and bear them in front of y'all.
I thought that was Papa Smoke, rest in peace.
Huh?
Who? I thought that was Papa Smoke's song, Rest in Peace.
Yeah, it probably is.
I heard about that one, Scratch. What you talking about? Bury your drawers.
Yeah, they say if a girl get your drawers and bury them in the front yard, that's the ass.
Yeah.
Meaning what, you gonna die? Are you gonna die if she bury your
drawers?
No,
you just getting ready to be like just mad in love or something.
You
I remember that.
I heard about that one. But that was from a girl from Jamaica
How do we reverse it?
What about the period juice?
The period juice in your food. Oh, Lord. That's the nastiest shit ever.
And you woo. That's why I don't eat no woman red spaghetti. Unless I'm
they
there with you.
Eating spaghetti unless I was at my elementary school.
I'm cool.
Wow.
But see, those are things. Well, I mean,
okay.
Trust me,
what about
none of them, I wouldn't want none of them to happen to me, but.
What about this one?
What?
A stick pin through your forehead under a candle.
I don't know about that.
Dip your forehead in a candle under a what?
Stick pin in your forehead under
okay,
a
look. Okay, look. It was this lady house I was working on. I had to go in this room to do some work. And when I walked in, I'm like, whoa, this shit don't look right. And I'm like, okay. I bumped this table. And there was a candle with a man picture under it with a fucking needle through the forehead. And I politely shut the door and left the job.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is the realest shit. You know what? I mean, all of that is possible.
This would top it off. It was a bottle on the wall that says black cat hair.
Black what?
That was a red flag right there, nigga. I was out. Oh. Gotta go.
It's a black, Black Sabbath. The group Black Sabbath. Okay.
But look though, my thing is this: them Creole girls and women and stuff, they do some shit, and it's possible because you know down there in that bayou, you know they got a whole lot of that voodoo and witchcraft and all that stuff.
Yeah, what about them Haitians? Haitians got it too, man.
The Haitians got it too. It's a whole lot of people. It's everywhere. But the thing about it is, you know, the white people got it too, but they usually just bring a demon into the world and it just destroy them. But the twist is impossible that it might be true depending on what kind of power they got to make it happen. So I can't, breaking a mirror give you 7 years bad luck. Walking under a ladder, you're going to have all this bad luck. A black cat cross your path, you're going to have bad luck. Most of my cats that I had when I was young was black.
Exactly.
It was black. So the black cat was crossing my path for a long time.
So what it is, you get your mind psyched out and you start making bad shit happen. That's
how we
happen.
Exactly, but you don't know if that girl buried your drawers in the front yard. She ain't gonna tell you, hey JoJo, I buried your drawers in the front yard. I put some period up in your motherfucking
should have asked
spaghetti.
Me how to help her because that wasn't gonna happen. I'd have buried
them
with
it.
Like, you know what?
Put yours here. Hey, look, I told her I'm going to bury your panties in the backyard. Let's see what happens.
And I'm going to hang your bra in the tree, so therefore we go have it all around.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, that's Westville. Well, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. I know, I watch a whole lot of little TV shows and movies. My favorite is Supernatural, right? And they had these women that want to get back at these dudes. So they start looking shit up to try to find out what to do. Right now, if you go online, you say, I can't stand this motherfucking woman. What can I do? What kind of spell could I put on her? If you believe in that shit, if you love that girl so much, if you love that dude so much, they willing to do anything.
Fuck a spell. Just go cut the bitch brake line. That's it.
Well, the whole thing about it is, what I'm trying to say, JoJo, is they want to keep them. They want to keep them so they do shit like that in order for them to keep them. They don't want them dead. They just want to keep them. So they do. They probably look for it.
Okay,
y'all,
well,
go, y'all better go look at y'all goddamn girls' history on their goddamn computer or something, or sneak their phone. They might have been... You might have some other shit, nigga. It's a fly in the mother... Three flies with no wings in your closet type of shit. They'd be like, oh, that's... I keep them this way.
Okay. Okay, true story. Lord, true story. When I was in Connecticut, I was messing with this Puerto Rican girl. And she was my sidekick. Matter of fact, I'm about to make a song about this shit. And she put a quarter in my pocket. They got like a colored quarter, but you know they into all that shit. Nigga, why the fuck I leave her house 2 minutes later, nigga, I'm in jail.
Yep.
Then she's talking about, I'll never leave you. Well, you know, no. I don't believe in none of that. So
hey,
you try to pass it off me to you.
It's a lot of that type of shit because, you know, some women don't want you to leave. Some men don't want you to leave. Men do the shit too, so don't get it twisted. They look that shit up there and say, I need a don't leave me spell.
I want to come up with a kick rock spell. Shit, kick the rock, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. Well, you know what? Because I think if anybody do any kind of spells, there's going to be some consequences to repercussions. Hey, you going to eat your cornbread? Nah, Clyde, don't give that nigga your cornbread. Let him get his own goddamn cornbread. Consequences to repercussions. So you fuck around and you do a spell, you owe somebody something.
That part.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
Look, check this out. Women, I'm a female myself, but I don't believe in all that stuff because I came from where they do that stuff at. So I don't believe it. You really believe in what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Say that again.
Don't believe in that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It would totally mess your mind up. I'm telling you what God loves. It's from the devil. It would totally mess your mind up. Because I was showed something. I didn't believe in it. I still don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, let me show you how to get rid of a man in 9 days. I said, well, what do you got to do? She said, all you got to do is write his name on top and put it in your left shoe, and you'll be rid of him. I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. So,
yeah, you know, the thing is like, you know, I'm from Cali, and my nature is I believe in the Lord, and that's it. I won't even say the other dude's name. Even when I feel like that dude is doing something bad to me or making something bad for all of us. So I never mention this cat name. You know who I'm talking about. The dude downstairs is running that. You know what I mean? So I don't even acknowledge him. If I don't acknowledge him, that's the only thing I believe. But at the same time, if you know somebody is doing that to you, you start tripping out. You know what I'm saying? That make you try to make it better with the person that's putting that root on you. You get what I'm saying? Did that make sense?
What she just said, though, you let that get into your mind and you drive yourself crazy. You let a person curse you and you curse yourself.
because you can't stop thinking about it. That's why I just let y'all talk for the last 5 or 10 minutes by y'allself, and I ain't said a word because it don't make you know, never mind. And yes, I've heard of it before and this and that or whatever, but it's all about what you believe in.
But look, sweetie, men do it too, though. It ain't just a woman doing it to a man. Men do it too.
You don't have the voodoo doctors.
You don't have them dudes with the sitting up there just giving everybody the power to do that.
I don't believe it would be about something as serious as a relationship, though, is what I'm saying. I feel like only a woman would do that.
Mm-mm.
Hey, now, okay, can voodoo be like she got that, she can put that bomb-ass coochie on you? Or you can put that bomb-D on you? Oh, shit, then
I'm saying.
They give you the power. It ain't have to be about a woman. The men do it because they think about other things. They say, okay, I need this money. I need this girl. Because I get the money, I get the girl. I need this woman. I need this weapon.
I've been saying for the last 10 minutes, it's only one spell you need to keep a woman, and that ain't no voodoo. So I'm not saying that men don't do it. I'm just saying I don't feel that it's about that. It would be about, like, something else.
It ain't about just men. It's about women, too. This is about people. This is about
everything. Voodoo is mind manipulation. That's what voodoo is.
I'm going to do voodoo for a motherfucking hair to fall out.
Something like that. That's what I'm saying.
Let me come up with the bombest weed ever. Be out there throwing.
That's funny. That ain't voodoo.
All right, man. Look, I don't know nothing about it. I really don't care about it. It was just something that we was talking about. We're just making conversation. So, you know, my whole thing is I hope everybody didn't take this serious because
I apologize for starting
to comment. It's something that people do to think that they're getting ready to help whatever they're trying to do get better. You know what I mean? I got a question for CP. Go ahead, Scotty. Give it to him.
I want to ask CP, what's that thing you do to keep a woman? And it ain't about no woman. What is it, CP? Can you disclose that, or is it a secret between women and women?
Can you share it with your brothers?
Can you share it with your brothers? I know it ain't no L-O-V-E. I need something.
It's called Licky.
Give me some inside. I need an inside hooker.
Let me lick you up and down.
What's
I'm just kidding.
Inside scoop.
That's what it is. They know the spots.
What's
we don't know. You get what I'm saying?
One.
That's
yeah,
what it
what's a 411?
Once you
y'all have had one or two females that y'all can't get rid of, and y'all know the reason why you couldn't get rid of them.
Let me lick you up and down.
I don't want to be a fool. I'm gonna overstep that. I'm gonna tell everybody the real.
You don't get rid of the woman, or you don't get rid of the man because you're. Want to, but really don't. Bing! I'll take that for 300 scratch.
I want him, but I don't want him.
That sounds like one of them.
Nope. That's exactly what it is, my nigga. Be like, I don't want. You want it, but you don't. And look, it's not easy to walk away, but if you've done it before, it should be a little easier. Time is different. You know what I mean? You got time. If you got so much time with a person, I done had time with them. This has been the longest. I've been married for 23 years. Together for 25. So time is what to keep me like.
Happy anniversary, bro. I know your anniversary coming up. Happy anniversary.
No, it was Friday.
Oh, my bad. Happy anniversary, belated.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's why I wasn't known here. You know what I mean? So time kind of keeps people together. You know what I mean? Time is kind of hard for you to break apart from a person.
Not
because,
really.
Sometimes it's not really. Sometimes some people, they got different situations, different everything. So this is what I'm saying is not for everybody. It's just time. Time, the more time, the harder it is. If you with a girl for like, or you with a man for like 2 or 3 years, you'd be like, bye. But when you start getting into that 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, that shit is totally
different. You been voodoo. You've been
bye.
Voodoo. You've been in there long.
There you go.
You've been voodooed and voodooed.
Bye.
Bye.
Like, adios.
Hey, look. So you mean to tell me if we move it to another spot, I need to check the front yard for like new holes?
No, that's
like,
the spell.
Be like,
you
that's
didn't pass the spell. The spell is love.
Now what you do is
spell
look,
is love.
This is what you do. This is what you do. You get you some sage, and then you bless your house, and then you go around your house and you hit all the corners with holy water, and then you go around and you bless your outside of your house.
No,
I got,
we could do that. I mean, yeah, we do, man, my pop's a bishop, so don't even think about blessing the house. He got the red phone, the guy sitting in this corner. But,
if you lay down with your wife every night, you laying down with the holy water, brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring
look,
it to you all the way to
I'm
the real.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm just going to stop wearing drawers so I know my drawers ain't going to be put in the front yard. I ain't going to wear no more drawers.
Okay, well, okay, now.
How about
just
some new
okay,
underwear?
Okay, let's kill it like this. Let's do it like this. Even if you take your drawers and get rid of it, nigga, she take your fucking hair. So anywhere it goes, nigga, tank top, nigga, shit. Nigga, I take a sock. You what the fuck? There ain't no.
Oh,
then you, what, you walk around naked?
Bad if I got to, man. Nah, man, you know what, man, I ain't tripping off of none of that shit. Like I said, I was just fucking around making general conversation, you know, because...
You want to know the truth, though? The funny thing about that is, like, now that's the running joke here in the South. Like, that's what niggas say is what I say. They like, I'm going to give her that voodoo, so...
Yeah.
And Buddha at least say that.
I'm just saying, you know, that's the, I was making general conversation, so, you know, if y'all out there and y'all, you know, getting butthurt or mad or whatever, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make nobody mad. It's just people believe certain things that other people don't.
Okay. Now, this is one thing I don't get. This is one thing I don't get. Please don't take it the wrong way. It might come out funny, but not funny, but for real, for true. I don't understand how motherfuckers are like, I'm going to kill myself because you don't want to be with me. I'm a motherfucker like, well, fucking do it. Because don't talk about it. Be about the action, okay? Forgive
you know what
me
that's
how
called,
I feel.
That's called trying to get attention. I see motherfuckers on goddamn Facebook do that shit all the time. And then they got all these, oh, don't do that, man. It's a better way. Give me a call, bro. You know, let's hang out. Let's whatever, whoop-de-whoop. It's a cry for attention, bro. I know two
that's
people
why I tell them do
that
it.
Did that.
That's why I be like, well, do it, dude.
I don't
why
even say do it.
Call?
I say,
do
shut
it.
The fuck up.
If you was going to do it, you'd have said it already.
I wouldn't even I wouldn't even ask it to her. So how many years you been married now?
Who, me? 23.
No, me.
23
years?
Big ones.
Like Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy?
I'm ecstatic.
Really?
Yeah. What more can I ask for? I got my studio right outside. My wife cooks.
I know that. Ooh,
everything
ooh, ooh,
is good.
Yeah,
what the hell? What the hell? I'm not happy for.
What, did you make some collard greens and cornbread and some potatoes?
We do all that. Collard greens, cornbread.
Oh, wait.
Because oh, my God.
49ers.
She got a garden, too.
49ers.
And she a 49er fan. Thank you. But yes, you know, happiness is kind of how you have it, you know, because, of course, every relationship is up and down and all around. They be like, fuck him, fuck her, da-da-da-da.
Okay, now, at this point when y'all arguing, are you scared to eat the food?
Hell
you
no.
Know, Now,
if she makes me my...
I get a little nervous.
Hey, look, if she makes me my 70 back...
You better eat this. You got to test it like the president before I eat it.
Listen, if she said, oh, here go your batch over here and this is ours, then I'll be worried. You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all wanna know something even funnier than that? I don't cook at all when I'm pissed off, like not for myself or nobody. I promise y'all, that food don't be right. It be salty as hell. I be like, oh, you was too mad.
That's
like,
a microwave night that night.
Hey, like, y'all, hey, look. hey, what? Y'all remember me and my son, cold word for salty?
What?
Like if we came to your house and you did that. Y'all remember what the code word is? I told y'all a long time ago. Y'all probably don't remember.
You did tell me, but I forgot.
Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Salt Lake City, Utah. Right.
So if it's salty, when we be at people's house, it be like, we be eating that shit or something, because we don't eat a lot of shit. But if we look at each other, and I say, Utah, he be like, yep, Utah. And nobody know what this shit means. So if you ever go to somebody out, tell your people, say, cold word, Utah. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. Because my sister-in-law, she used to be going in that motherfucker, cooking up some shit, confetti. The real soul,
yes, sir.
Way down there. But my sister-in-law used to be cooking some shit. She be in there just jamming to the music and cooking. It's smelling good. And as soon as you put it in your mouth, we be like, Utah. And it's fucked up because, look, she used to make some chili. And the chili was good, but it was Utah. So you know what we used to do? We used to run
some
water.
Take it home and put some ground meat in it.
No, we just get the bowl. And run some water in it, swish it around, and then pour most of the shit in the sink, the water in the sink. Stir that motherfucker up, put it in the microwave, and that should be perfect.
Yeah. You bust it down a little bit. You gotta add some more rice or add some more meat, and it's going down.
If you hungry, that's the thing we do. We got, if it's something that we can pour water over, that's all we need. But it was mostly like the chili and shit like that. So we put some water in the bowl, switch that motherfucker around, pour that shit out, put it in the microwave, reheat it, it'd be perfect. You know, that's a tip for y'all out there with people that be having too much Utah in their shit.
Man, look, my stepdaddy used to do all the cooking, R.I.P. I went to the house, it was like about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, something like that. And they was like, you don't want none of this steak. This steak is fresh. And I was like, nah, I'm going to eat this, this Alfredo or whatever. And he was like, but the steak is still warm. Like, eat this quickly. And I was like, yeah. But I was like, he was in a good mood when he made this fettuccine. You know what I'm saying? I said, it looked like he was pissed off at y'all when he made this steak. And they was like, they was just laughing. They was like, how do you know? How do you know? And I was like, man, like, I've been knowing him since 1994. I know what his steak looked like. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that ain't his steak. I was like, he made that? I was like, y'all made that nigga mad as fuck. Instead, he made y'all a steak like that.
Hey, Scott, you wasn't on Monday for, I put a whole lot of songs on here from like 2005 and earlier. You want to hear a couple of them before we get off here? We got about 14 minutes. Check this out. I love this motherfucker. Wait, this is the one I want to play. Nah, I'll play that one second. Here we go.
Walking
County. That's like 2001 when I made that song, man. Hear that?
Gotta go deal with Snoop in the movie. He got a movie coming out about 9500.
Ooh, 9500.
Yeah, you see he had all the clips at his little birthday party.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, nigga, I did that in 2001.
He got a lot of them talking about 9500. He's really intrigued by that stuff, man.
Yeah, nigga, 95. Nigga, 95, see, now 9500 is the trustee dorm.
Right, that's now. But we talking about back then, they doing 9500, the 3000 rolls, too. And they had all
yep.
the Chris over there. The first people moved to 95. I mean, that's how it was. You can go over on the other side, visit the homies and all that. I used to walk all over
there. Nigga, I was at Charlie Rose Cell 12, nigga. One man cell. That's when I told you I almost burnt the motherfucking, burnt my whole cell up. Nigga trying to light a cigarette standing on the goddamn.
I ain't trying to remember none of them Rose at all. I'm cool with the Rose. The Death Rose, the Charlie Rose, the Denver Rose. I want nothing to do with those Rose no more.
What'd you say, Scotty?
That's the kind of stuff that be intriguing, Snoop. He'll sit there all day and let you tell your 9500 story.
Oh, my God.
But that was young, you know,
man,
that was young.
9500 ain't no joke.
Yeah. Nigga, look, I want to tell you, we got 7 minutes. Man, 9500, nigga, I didn't know, you know, what the fuck was going on. You know what I'm saying? So it was a gang of essays, but it was an empty book, nigga. I laid down in the book like, fuck it, it's empty. and the motherfucker, all the niggas, you know, you got Crips and Bloods on the other side. They going, nigga, if you don't bring your ass, and then the Mexican said, we all here except for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around, I was like, oh, shit. Then this one Hoover nigga, he was going, if you don't bring your little ass over here. I was like, what the fuck? Like, them Mexicans would have fucked you up. That's that Mexican side. I was like, nigga, I'm just trying to catch a bug, nigga. I've been trying to get in this motherfucker for 7 hours or 5 hours. You know how long it takes if you ever been
Yeah.
It used to be that.
Nigga,
that
that's the old county, though. That's before they even had the new county.
Right. Wasn't no new county towers.
No Twin
Towers.
It was the one over there on Temple. What was that? That was that ain't the old county. What do they call that one?
Nigga, they call it the county.
Biscoe. You talking about Biscoe?
There wasn't no towers then.
No,
you talking about
Biscoe? Big county, but it was one on Temple Street. It's still.
You talking about the glass house?
Oh, yeah.
You talking
about
the glass house?
By the freeway.
Yeah, glass house.
That's the glass house.
The glass house.
Then it was the county jail. County jail.
I done been to all them motherfuckers, man. And he like, Reverend, I thought you was a reverend. Man, I am. But, man, I went through all those jails. Now, listen, man, I don't even want to think about it no more. I used to hated the process, man. When they take you to jail, I'm thinking about the process the whole time. Like, God damn, when am I going to see a bed?
That's the only thing I kept saying is I want a house. They put me in a motherfucking house.
You didn't want no house.
I was at Charlie Rose Cell 12 twice. And I told him, I said, can I have Charlie Rose Cell 12, please? That was out of 9500. Nigga, I was talking about nigga was on the freeway, sleeping on the freeway. Them niggas had most fun. I'm looking down. All them niggas on the freeway downstairs. All the niggas in the cell right up on us, them niggas just on some bunks. They just get off the bunk. Them motherfuckers down there having fun and shit. Nigga, I'm looking out my goddamn cell. I was happy I was in a one-man cell, Charlie Rose cell twist. Nigga, twice that. I said, can you put me back in my cell? They put me back in the cell. And, nigga, when they let us out, nigga, I used to go and draw naked pictures on all of the walls. Everybody walk. Can I get a picture? Nigga, I draw some pictures and shit. I finish it tomorrow. Nigga, I had big pussies on the wall, so they going to get their little yak on, too. And then one day the motherfucker came and said, one day the motherfucker came and he said, I don't know where y'all got all this shit from, but if y'all don't get it off the wall, they gave us some shit. If y'all don't get that shit off the wall in the next 20 minutes, all y'all motherfuckers going to be fucked up because they take you to the roof, nigga, especially in 95, nigga. 95, niggas was in there fucking up. They take you to the roof. I don't know if y'all have been to the roof, my nigga.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been to the rooftop, nigga. Boy, that shit ain't no joke. And it's cold, the motherfucker up there, too.
It's cold. It's already cold in the motherfucker. But them motherfuckers take your ass to the roof. Nigga, when the goddamn goon squad come in there and they start flipping mattresses and all that, make all y'all motherfuckers go to the roof. All y'all motherfuckers go to the roof. Take your shit off. Nigga, you be up on the roof in your drawers. I'm telling you, man.
I remember that one big old swole up dude that called him Tennis Shoes. He was the swolest goon squad they had at the county jail.
Yep.
He was nice. He was nice with you, you know what I'm saying? But he crossed that line. He's going to be the first one to put your ass in chicken wings.
Nigga, I got put in uncoop because this nigga stole my equipment, and I was going to jail. And he was on his way back from town. I seen that nigga. I jumped out the line and fucked him up. They put me right under the coop. The motherfuckers put like, that's probably why they lost me in the system, because they lost me in the system that time, too. Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, I was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck where I see you. If it's in the motherfucking morgue, I mean, in a jail, church, non-convention, little kid party, I'm going to fuck you up. He stole all my equipment. Hey, he stole my, huh?
You remember you have to go all the way down. You got to go, had a doctor visit or something, get your teeth looked at or whatever. You got to go all the way down, almost to visiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you go right back to your kid?
About.
Did you always go back to your kid? I never went back to my kid. I always go find a homie.
Yeah, because them motherfuckers.
You can't do that now, though. But back then, we can roam. They call it roaming. We used to roam all over the counties. Oh, man, we get everybody's spot. Don't find out the homies is, like, on work somewhere else. You going over there. When breakfast time comes, you're going to be right there, and you're going to kick it with him until what? Lunch? Until lunchtime.
Yep. Look, though. Nigga, I went in there, and I became a trustee. So I was like, nigga, when I was a trustee, I was everywhere.
And you was roaming in right there. That's the thing, get that
trustee
job.
That's super wrong right there. Sorry, y'all. We didn't mean to get into no a lot of jail talk, man. We got 50 seconds left. Y'all can stay on the line. We can keep talking, but we're going to be cut offline. To what Radio, yep. We'll be back Friday, 323-642-1897.
Thank God. Thank God. In Jesus' name, amen. We back.
Yes, we are. And like I said, y'all might not be able to hear us on radio. I mean, on the radio, but you'll be able to hear us right here. So if y'all want to stay around and talk about some other shit, stay right here to us radio, man. Much love for all y'all. You know what I mean? This is it's getting ready to get bigger and better. I guarantee you. That's out. This nigga Scotty hung up when I told him don't hang up.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, those are our county war story, boy. L.A. County wasn't no joke, boy.
Rats and all.
Right. The thing you think about L.A. County jail is you be like, please. The first thing, if you ain't doing too much time, well, you probably go to Wayside anyway. You go, please send me to Wayside.
Immediately.
That's what you want to do. You want to get your ass out of L.A. County and get to Wayside. They send your ass back upstairs. You be like, son of a bitch.
Rats.
Damn. Nigga, How you think that motherfucker in Green Mile? That motherfucker fuck around and got him a rat. That was his friend.
Nigga, there's a whole bunch of motherfucking rats. I seen mice and rats at the whole county, boy.
Yeah, I'm cool. I won't advise nobody to be up in that motherfucker, man. That is the most disgusting, racist. Oh, my God, bro.
Hey, I'm telling you, man.
It's not worse than going to jail in Mexico.
Oh,
no, it sure ain't. It sure ain't. You really get lost in the system in Mexico. They don't even know you for 3 weeks.
Oh, we didn't go. We went to jail in Mexico.
By the time you read that motherfucker, you speaking fluent Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, te quiero de madre, man.
We went to jail in Mexico. I can't do what a motherfucker show. But we didn't go like into the goddamn the pit of that shit. Nigga, we just in the Mexican jail. We didn't know how to speak no Spanish. But them motherfuckers knew we had a couple of dollars. We gave them a couple of dollars. We was out that bitch. We was in that motherfucker about 3 hours.
Hey, and the cold part about it, they took us to jail because we didn't want to pay them $50.
We just gave it to them. We was like, shit, we can't stay in this motherfucker. Nigga, just think if you would have got caught in the transport, nigga.
But then they was like, now it's going to cost you $100. I was like, fuck, we should have paid the $50. We wanted to be stubborn. I'm like, it was 12 of us. So they came up $1,200 real quick. All because the homie was drunk dancing going across the border.
Mm-mm. We was in a club and these niggas start tripping, so we start throwing them. Like a boy fight.
Niggas start throwing them and fuck around and got caught up, huh?
Yeah, we were throwing them with the Mexicans, so... Nigga, we in they hood.
Oh, yeah, you definitely going to jail over there for that.
So they were like, black nigga, black nigga, black nigga, black nigga.
They're mm-hmm. like, shit, they like, you over here, nigga, you ain't got to go back.
Man. Did I ever tell you about my homie, White Boy? White Boy from the hood, right? He was born in Mexico. His mom is Honduras, and his father is white. So they was driving from Honduras, because, you know, you could drive to Belize, Honduras, all that shit. If you just, you know, you got to go a long way through Mexico, nigga. It ain't like driving from here to motherfucking Atlanta type of shit. That's a long-ass drive. So she pregnant, so he was born in Mexico. White boy, he from the neighborhood. This nigga banging, woof the woof the woof, goes to jail. Then, nigga get out of jail. Nigga chill him, we chill him, boop, 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 boop. Cuz go back to jail. Get out of jail. He's on the straight and narrow, but this dude got a gun, right? He was doing this little carrier service. This was before Uber and Lyft. He was doing carrier service, like pick up these documents and take them there. This nigga got a gun in the goddamn truck. He get home. I don't know what the fuck happened, but they found the gun in the house, in his room. And it was probably like a little parole check or something like that. And this time, the fucking... This is when Obama and them got in. So everything had changed. And the motherfucker said, well, you was born in Mexico, so we going to deport your ass to Mexico. So they got his ass when he got out of jail and deported him to Mexico. White boy, he's white boy, but he black. But he in Mexico. Like, because I don't know what to fucking do. This nigga just sitting there luckily his grandmother and them started taking care of him and shit. But he's still out there, nigga. We were sending letters to Obama and everybody trying to get this nigga back. This nigga got a goddamn ID to say, you know, nigga, we was trying to get the nigga the jump the fence, all kind of shit, my nigga. And that was right now, I think he could come back. He don't even want to come back. That nigga done went around there, got him a little Mexican broad, then asked some little Mexican kids. That nigga ain't even trying to come back. But I remember one day I was on the phone with him, right? He was like, scratch us, you got to get me the fuck out of here. I don't know what we got to do. And then all you heard was, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's like, oh, shit. The cartel niggas got these niggas, like, right outside his window. Oh, that nigga was spooked. Now he don't even want to come home. He's like, I don't give a fuck if I come back or not. Now, you know you got to stay over there about 10 years if you get deported. Yeah, but shit. Oh, y'all sleepy ass nigga. I'm going to bed too then. But True West Radio, we out.
Where you going?